great weekend. And also for Chevrolet, this place is special because the co-founder of the company, his name was Louis Chevrolet, and him and his brothers, they raced right here at Indy.
720 WGN here at the capital of racing, the epicenter of all of it, and more racing happening here in a couple days span than maybe ever here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Excited to have Jim Campbell on, the Vice President for Motorsports and GM Performance. Jim, welcome to WGN.
It's great to be with you, and I love the passion you all have for cars and racing. And here at Indianapolis this weekend, four races. We're going to be involved in three of them from a Chevy standpoint. Right now we got the IndyCar race, here at the Speedway, and Chevy's power is about half the field, and so we love Indianapolis for that reason. And then we'll have the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and we have about half the field there, Chevy power with Camaro.
It's almost unfair, right?
And then we pick up with the NASCAR Cup Series, and we've got about maybe 40% of the field are Chevy powered Camaro ZL1s. We got Daniel Suarez on the pole driving the 99 Camaro ZL1 with Trackhouse. So it's a great weekend. And also for Chevrolet, this place is special because the co-founder of the company, his name was Louis Chevrolet, and him and his brothers, they raced right here at Indy.
It's amazing the connections that happen here. Of course, the WGN, we talked a little bit about it off the air, first one ever to broadcast the Indy 500. And whether there are other manufacturers racing, the pace car is all Corvette Stingrays.
Well, right. We've had a long relationship with the Speedway in that regard, too, the official vehicle of the Speedway. And so we've got a number of pace cars here this weekend. We got the Corvette Stingray Coupe. It's powered by a 6.2-liter, 495 horsepower, and a 0-60 under 3 seconds. That's pacing the IndyCar Series. Sarah Fisher, a former IndyCar driver, she's the driver. And then we'll have the Camaro SS that'll pace the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. And then tomorrow we'll have a Camaro ZL1 that'll pace the NASCAR Cup Series. So it's going to be great.
If you're in any way involved in motorsports, your path will cross with Jim Campbell and Chevrolet. But our paths crossed with support for really what is not only the present day and some exciting things happening, but the future of racing with the Urban Youth Racing League. So talk a little bit about that. Anthony Martin, obviously Michelle, they have been a driving force for all this, and Chevy has been with them for many, many years.
Yeah, we're so proud to have been partners with the Urban Youth Racing School based out of Philly, but I love what they do, and really what they can do, I think, can be scaled to many other cities around the country. And they basically use this kind of combination of the excitement of racing or go-karting combined with kind of classroom STEM-oriented lessons that have a racing theme to it. And you really, it's fun to watch the enthusiasm of the kids. They learn in the classroom to prepare to then go out and race on the go-kart track. And they do a 10-week course, 5 weeks in the classroom, 5 weeks on track. They have a championship at the end of the season, and we've been at it with them for over 23 years. As partners, they've been at it for over 25 years. Over 8,000 students have gone through it, and it's just fantastic. We love it. And also, we've had other opportunities to be involved with STEM programs that have racing connections. We just finished one up related to the NASCAR race in Chicago with the street course, which was fabulous. And we work with a group to have we executed a STEM program that had a racing theme to it. And so we love it. And we think it's scalable around the country.
In Chicago, where we're based, it was, I think, After School Matters, right? A number of the interviews that I did leading up to that race in Chicago were drivers, stars of NASCAR, whether it's Cup Series, and getting into the schools and kind of interfacing with kids. It's not only a great entry point for the kids in racing, but also that tie into science. As you're describing the capabilities of the pace car, there's a lot of science in racing.
Oh, there absolutely is. And, for sure there is. And so the same engineering, focus we have to design and engineer our vehicles for the showroom, we apply those same principles to all things racing. And to share those principles with young students, you never know what's going to spark a young student's interest in maybe they want to pursue, learning in that area of science, technology, engineering, or math. And I think it's exciting. And then, we've seen students have gone through the program that Anthony and Michelle have and gone on into careers that include, stops in NASCAR. And they've done jobs inside of NASCAR and other race series or with race teams. And so it's exciting to be able to engage with young students and kind of show them the fun of racing and then a little bit of engineering and math with it.
And when you talk about the excitement of being here in Indianapolis, an iconic location for the world of motorsports, and you look at Chicago, you mentioned that some of the principles that Anthony and Michelle are doing with the Urban Youth Racing School can be applied all over the place. We're looking to try to integrate what it is they're doing in the Chicago public schools as well. Talk a little bit about that, where that great example, and I guess your support for it, can be an example that could be anywhere.
Yeah, it really can. And I think, you know, sparking the interest of young students with something that's really fun, and then showing kind of the way we approach racing and showing them the principles is fantastic. There's one module that Anthony and Michelle do around aerodynamics, and it shows these young students the basics of downforce and drag in the way a race car is developed. And we have a little scale model wind tunnel that the students actually are able to kind of put their version of the race car in, and they keep refining the race car to improve the combination downforce and drag. And you get the combination right on the track here, like in Indianapolis, you go faster, and speed matters in racing. And so it's really fun to share those lessons. And I think these kind of programs that Anthony and Michelle are doing, and then we did a program calling Racing with Rajah Karuth in Chicago in conjunction with the NASCAR road course race. We had about 40 students from the Chicago area. It's fantastic. It's fun to see the enthusiasm, and you never know when you spark the interest of a young student to maybe pursue something in motorsports.
You're connecting the dots. Last thing here, of course, Kyle Larson is a big supporter of what's happening in Philadelphia and all over the country, a great ambassador for it, plus a great ambassador for racing and for Chevrolet. And tomorrow, some big things happening right here. We talk all the time, you know, that whole double, the excitement. It's almost kind of greater than the sum of the parts, right? When you can get a driver that can do, you know, the Indy 500, maybe the Coca-Cola 600, at the same time, Kyle Larson is going to get behind the wheel here?
Yeah, it's happened a few times over the years, and we've had Chevrolet drivers have done this double, but it's been a while. And so tomorrow they're going to reveal the liveries of Kyle Larson's NASCAR Cup car he'll run at the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte, and his Indy car he's going to race with Aaron McLaren. They're going to show both liveries. It's going to be very special. Doug Bowles from the Speedway is going to host it right there on the Yard of Bricks. And it's going to be really exciting to see that. And it's been a while. I think Kurt Busch was the last. He was a NASCAR driver that came over to the IndyCar side and ran the IndyCar race, and then flew to Charlotte for the Cup Series race. So it's been a while, but we're excited for Kyle and for Rick Hendrick and for everybody at Chevrolet.
Great stories, great racing, great causes, all that kind of stuff. The thing they have in common is Chevrolet. So Jim Campbell, thanks so much for everything you guys are doing. For people who want to get more information, obviously their local Chevy dealer, they can kind of live it on their own street in their own garage. But for you guys on the motorsports side, where can they go?
Yeah, Chevrolet.com. We have all the information on not only our new cars and trucks and technologies that we offer, but also we have a section on racing. Love to have you check it out.
Jim Campbell, thanks for being on WGN today.
Thanks so much. And I love the fact that this station covered the Indianapolis 500 since 1924. It's awesome.